This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, a lesson from barking dogs and a clumsy mechanic as we study Job chapters 35 through 37. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A while back, I was walking past an airport bookstore and noticed that one more book had come on the market proclaiming that God does not exist. It brought to mind an incident from my childhood when we used to go out to the timber and pick gooseberries. Cousin Eva and Cousin Dean had a farm out there, and they raised large hunting dogs. And every night these dogs would bark at the moon. They would raise their voices by the hour and protest that the moon had once more made an appearance. And I suppose dogs in San Francisco and then out in Honolulu, then China, then Europe, and then New York were doing the same thing all around the world. Quite possibly the moon was being barked at 24 hours a day. But I noticed something about the moon. It was totally unaffected by it all. And that is what Elihu is saying about God in Job 23:5, verse 5. Look up at the heavens and see. Gaze at the clouds so high above you. If you sin, how does that affect God? If your sins are many, what does that do to Him? Our good deeds and our bad deeds have no effect on our unchanging God. He is not added to or diminished by our sins and our failures. But Elihu also points out that our actions, good and bad, can vitally affect the welfare of the men and women around us. A few months ago, the U.S. Navy announced that a lone aircraft mechanic had triggered a worldwide search by Navy experts for 300 critical jet engine parts that might fail in flight. For 6 years, this mechanic installed improperly locking washers on the gear shift of the main gearbox of the Navy's J-52. 4 engine failures were recently linked to this problem. You see, it was only one ordinary man and a few small parts, but the potential for harm is enormous. And the same is true in human relations as well. One person may wound another physically, emotionally, or spiritually. A wicked person can rob someone of his wealth, his peace of mind, or of his good name and reputation. On the other hand, a good person, through kind words and through acts of love and concern, can help others find peace of mind and soul. It is a simple but profound reminder that while the nature of God is completely out of reach of our sins and our service, the lives of people are greatly affected by what we say and do. So let us praise the God who cannot be changed and love the people who can. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
The booklet Beginning with Christ is a tool you can use to help a friend begin growing in daily discipleship. And we'd like to send you a free copy. This classic booklet is filled with practical help for every Christian. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Beginning with Christ. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, something more convincing than a voice from heaven, as we consider Job chapters 38 and 39 on Daily Discipleship.